But now I am. It's important that you read things properly, and you have the right technique when doing things, because if not, you can miss the point of what's going on. And so I want to say this about, everybody say imagination.
Imagination.
You have to use your imagination when reading the Word of God. Because we've been trained that it is a rule book, then we cherry pick the rules and then try to live them. But there is no rule without a reality. So there is no principle without a person. You get it? Like, principles didn't make the person. Person sets the principle. Y'all realize it? There's a personality that created everybody. It wasn't some random rule in the universe that caused us to evolve into logical beings. There's a person, there's an actual identity. We call him God the Father, that created everything and set all the laws and principles in place. So the laws and the principles are subject to the personality, not the other way around. But if we learn backwards, right, and we begin to try to master the principles, we may never be the person. You may never do all the things properly to be the person. But if we flip around and realize that we are the person, say, I am the person. Come on, say, I am the personality. When I am the personality, the principles come from me, because this is who I am. This is who I am, therefore, this is what I do. Are y'all listening to me? So it's very important to understand the personality and the storyline. Right? Now, if you just take the Bible, take the scripture as a set of principles, then you never see the reality, because it won't match. It won't fit. Like the principle, you'll understand steps, but you won't see a person doing them. Isn't it better to see an example?
Yeah.
Right? Like somebody said, well, you got to do it like this. Right, well, show me.
Right.
And if somebody can show me how to do it,
right,
then it makes more sense,
right,
than somebody explaining some words to me and me trying to figure it out.
Right.
Thank God for Jesus.
God.
Everybody say, thank God for Jesus.
God.
He's the epitome of the example of the Word in the flesh.
Right.
You get it? This is why he had to come. I had to send my son. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Right, right. I had to send him in the flesh to show you what the personality looks like. You've been failing at the principles already. He said, what the law could not do, Romans, Paul taught, what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. We was failing miserably. We fail now miserably. Trying to keep all the steps we're supposed to keep, right? But the personality, right, is what the power is. So we have to read the scripture as the storyline that it is. A lot of people won't say that to you because they think you're taken away from it, but it's written that way. It gives you timelines. It gives you it almost tells you who's talking to who. You can see the subject lines and the characters. Right? I say that with all sincerity, but you see the parts that different people play in different points to see the understanding of what's going on. But if you don't read it as a storyline that it is, then you'll miss yourself in there. See, this is a story about you. Are you understanding me? The whole process is about you. It's about us. But if I don't read it that way and I just read it as a manual, you ever heard somebody call the Bible a manual? I might have a priest called it a manual one time. Lord, forgive me. Because it's not just a manual. Are y'all getting it? It's a person. So we've got to imagination. Everybody say imagination.
Imagination.
Come on, say it again, imagination.
Imagination.
One more time, say imagination. I can imagine what it was like for David to be running out towards Goliath. You ever looked at it and say, how far? I wonder how far. I wonder how far he had to run. I wonder how far he had to really throw them stones. Was he sweating? Was he nervous? Right? Did he have time to go back? Did he have time to second guess himself? So use your imagination. Right? How long? I use my imagination to turn the water into wine. Now, because things are so matter of fact, we read them so quick. We're so quick that we read things so fast and we skim through things that we never take into account how long it takes to do something. Directions are often always quicker than the actual doing of a thing.
That's right.
I don't care what you're baking something, you're
right,
making something,
right,
you're fixing something. Even you use the GPS on it and it tells you, you see where you're going on the GPS, see where you're at, but then it says 143 miles.
Right.
And you got to ride through that whole time. The directions are often, if you're reading them just by themselves, they are often more simple and shorter than the actual thing that happened. So I used my imagination, water in the wine, right? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
You slow down and read it, it said, go get them pots. They wash the holy water. This is a problem right there. Because you went and took the water that the priest washed their hands with. Nobody else can touch that water. You can't, nobody else used them pots. The priest was using them pots. So now Jesus, and he's very intentional about what he's doing. He's uprooting the normal system that is. Because normally that system was an oppressive system. Keeping y'all down there and we up here. Y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
And so now go get them pots. Go get them pots. It said about six of them. It talks about things. I'm going to go read it. It says how big they were. Them things were 20, 30 gallons. I went and picked up a 3-gallon thing of it's called Red Guard today. They were doing some work out in the warehouse, and it's a thing you paint the board to keep it from cracking and sealing. And I had to go to Home Depot and pick up 2 3-gallon things. I was walking around, and the things are so heavy. That's what I think about 20 or 30 gallons. How many people does it take to take one pot that's about 20 or 30 gallons? Then go fill it up with water. Where you gonna get the water from? You ain't got no faucets.
That's right.
You ain't got no water holes. Roll the water holes out and fill it up with. Everybody say use your imagination. Come on, say I gotta use my imagination. Come on, say it again. I gotta use my imagination. See when I use my imagination, because according to these things, I don't lose faith in myself because it takes me a little while to get it done. Are y'all listening? Because you lose faith in yourself. You begin to doubt yourself and think, well, God is not on my side. No, just keep walking. Just keep moving. So now there's one pot. It was like six of them, I think it was. So how many people it take? Well, all of us in the room, I don't know. But six times 30, 180. That's a lot of gallons. And you got to take them. Probably the pot by itself was heavy.
Right. Right.
Right. You got to take it to get some water. Where you going to get the water from? Lord have mercy. You got to go down to the river? We got to go somewhere because it ain't here. Clearly ain't no water in the pots right now. So I got to go fill them. Use imagination. And then I got to go, living by the book, right? Then I got to go fill the pots, right? And then I got to take the pots back. I got to bring it back, and I got to serve it. There's a lot of time and a lot of chance for doubt in between now. All that time in between the instruction and the manifestation is placed for doubt. But you got to know who you are, and you got to know where you got your instructions from. You have to know the personality of the one that gave you the instructions, right? Yeah. And know your own personality to be the instruction. Y'all better catch what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know if this is going, but y'all better catch it. I don't know. You got to connect those personalities. You remember Jesus says, do you believe that I can do this?
Yeah.
And they say, well, be it until you call it to your faith. You're connecting the personalities. You get it?
Yeah.
And it probably took a little while to do that, to get that done. I'm sure some of the people that are sitting there with Jesus probably like, man, they tripping, man. They ain't going to never come back with their water. Maybe they come back, I don't know. Why you wouldn't send them to get water? Then you got people complaining. You know, that's the holy pots. Be touching them holy pots. Use your imagination. Now what you're going to do is, you see, you're thinking right now. See, look, I look at you and be like, if you don't never read the scripture, carry the one. If you don't ever have that one, you ain't really living by the book yet. Are y'all listening to me? I saw you. She's like, let me think about what. Yeah, you ain't got to keep your eyes on. You're right. I wonder what long it was. Now you're about to find something. You know what you're about to find? Yourself. So, but if we skip that, so we just, and a miracle happened. That was a pretty long miracle. Oh, the man was blind. Can we live by the book a little bit?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Can we live by the book a little bit? We can live by the book.
Yeah.
Man, blind. He blind. He's blind.
Yeah.
Jesus spits in the dirt. Makes mud out of the spittle, which is nasty enough.
Right.
Are we living by the book?
That's right.
Huh? Y'all know if something's wrong with you, somebody say, I got to put some spit on your eye. You ain't like it when your mama used to do like this to get the. I hate that, boy. I be smell like my mama spit all day. Right? You ain't like that. Come on, mama. Stop. Right? You ain't like that. You talking about putting some spit in your eye. You blind to the doctor, know they're disinfected. We got to disinfect that. He spit. Listen, come on. We living by the book. Use your imagination. See, it's great. See, the Word of God is great.
Yes.
It's an amazing story that has an amazing personality, which is you. It's an amazing thing, but we don't really like it, and we're so pulled off to other things a lot of times in life because we don't think that that's exciting. But because the way that we've been told it about it was exciting. You spit in it, put in the blind man's eyes. And then he tell the blind man to go wash. You're blind. I want you to see instructions. I want you to use your we're using our imagination. I want you to see instructions. He's telling the blind man to go wash. In other words, I'm not going to wash it for you. Let me, come on, this church, I'm going to take you down to the water. Come on, let me help you out and wash it out. No, go wash. They probably be like, Jesus, come on, man. Why you had to do that man like that? Come on, Jesus. You know I ain't going to happen. You tell a man go wash. So now he's blind. See, I'm going to show you how he's getting personality out of people. Who turned the water into wine? Immediately you say that, huh? Or did he? Did Jesus touch a pot? Jesus ain't touch a pot. He ain't pour a glass. Now, it's not that we're lying when we say that Jesus did, but it's not complete. That's not a complete thought, because if I say him and not, it's incomplete. I want you to watch how he's doing it. He's consistently empowering. But you got to slow down. Huh? Come on. Come on. It started ringing to you, huh? Boom. What? Consistently empowering you. But you got to. So sometimes even when your situation. Listen. I told somebody the other day that stop running from the crisis. Because the crisis shows Christ in us. Sometimes you won't find Christ in you till you have to deal with the crisis. Those things that come your way. I was talking to you. Those things that's coming your way. Embrace the moment, embrace the iron sharpened iron. There got to be some friction, though, right?
Yeah.
Embrace that moment because it's showing you where Christ is. Yeah, have you ever had like a blackhead or something? Or something that was like, yeah, the bump or something? Come on, y'all just look at me like, I ain't know. Yeah, yeah. And you want to get it out, right? It costs, you had to get some pressure. And it's kind of painful. Huh, you ever had a bump on you? Ever something on your back? Woo! But I was trying to bust a bump on my back one time. I said, don't touch it. Don't worry. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. Just leave it there. We're going to let the Lord work on it. Right? But it takes a little pressure and then a little pain, but it causes what's on the inside. So pressure makes the personality. Are y'all seeing?
Yeah.
Then you spit in the man's eyes. The blind man, blind, and spitting that eye. We didn't talk about him. We didn't talk about Jesus. We always think he kind of crazy. We're going to use context. See, because we have hindsight and we didn't read it, we just like, you know, Jesus was doing the right thing. But if you were, right now, we had a crusade or something going on, and I go outside and spit some dirt, y'all going to tell me, boy, that boy in my trail, boy. I don't know. I don't know, man. We got a little apostle knowing. He a little rough over there. That's how we would have been if we were there and it was something different from the norm. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he probably was like, man, Jesus, put spitty mud in this man's eyes. Right, look at him. He's like, look at him. How you going to tell that man go wash? You know he can't see nothing. Who he think he is? Put spit in my eye. Then he going to let him do it. Look at him. He wouldn't have put no spit in my eye. I swear for God, he wouldn't have, right? Then he tells, use imagination. We got imagination, right?
Yeah.
Then he says, go wash. Mm-hmm. And this man has to go find his way to the water. Mm-hmm. He's empowering him. Mm-hmm. Who opened his eyes? Mm-hmm. Y'all get it? See, empowering the personality. You get it? See, you were blessed before you were instructed. I love this. The statement I made yesterday, and I'm going to keep making it. You were blessed before you were instructed.
Right.
When in the beginning, he said, he made man and female, then he said, yeah. I blessed him, and I gave him dominion. But it was before he gave him any instructions to do anything.
Yeah.
He was blessed. Yeah. You were made in my image before you did a thing.
Right.
Actually, you couldn't do a thing until you were made. Think about this for a minute. Can we use the imagination? Yeah. Think about it. How could you do something if you wasn't there? If you weren't created and given life, how could you even do something? There was nothing there to do. So that means you were created, made, and breathed into. Living soul before there was any instructions. You were like God before you did anything. Who opened his eyes? Who opened his eyes? You get it? Now, we're not wrong to say Jesus did, right? But we're incomplete if we leave him out. Come on. Come on, imagination. Take up your bed. How long you been down here? I've been waiting for a man to put me in. I've been waiting for somebody else to do it for me. No, you don't need nobody else. You do it. You have the ability to be it. So what I'm going to do is because you believe on me, I'm going to believe on you.
Hallelujah.
We're living by the book. But you got to slow down. Slow down and use your imagination. So I'm going to project my belief of you in me, right? In me on you. Take up your bed and walk. Then it started getting fancy because that woman pushed through the crowd. Ain't asking nothing. Touching him in a garment. Because I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. I touch it. I'm made whole. Now he touched me. Now he touched me. We've been missing that though, haven't we? Because we didn't know he was empowering our personality. He's bringing you back to the one. To the initial who you are. So now when we read John 5:39, it makes more sense now. He says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify, but you won't come to me. In other words, come, the word come means rise up or appear. You won't appear or rise up appear like me. You won't let me appear in you. Watch this. Just slow down. Imagination. Right? Now there are moments when immediately straightway. Right? But shoot, that woman with the issue of blood it was immediately straightway at that moment, but how much time it was before that? That woman went to so many doctors. Did you say if I can go in and touch? And see, at this time, because of what she was dealing with, she couldn't be in public. So she's taking a risk by being in public. It was killing them for anything back then. And then it seemed a little different to them. Let's go back a little further. It's living by the book. We got to calm down. Live by the book. Calm down. Take your time and read. Stop conquering and stop reading as a rule book, but just slow down and see the process of what's going on.
Right.
We got to realize that Jesus was in that city one time before and they made him leave.
Right.
Just go read it. We ain't got time to go there now, but just go read it. He was in that city. He talked to that boy that was, they called him a demoniac. That boy that was out there cutting this up. He's by the chain, breaking the chains. They couldn't do nothing with him, so they didn't put him out there in the cave. Jesus ministered to the boy sitting there right there in the clothing in his right mind. They scared.
Right.
Leave him out here, please. Jesus ain't tripped. Jesus, you know, now, come on, you got to find yourself, right? He said, well, young people need to listen to me. Y'all going to hell. Y'all. Nope.
No.
Okay. Because I know, I'll be back. You just ain't ready for me yet. The ground ain't. I ain't tripping on you. You just hadn't been prepared. That's cool. And the boy tried to come with him. The boy said, can I come? Because I would have done the same thing. Like, listen, I don't want to stay with these people. These people didn't put me, lock me up in the cave out there. Why? Don't make me, they might do it to me again. I'm gone. Can I come with you? He said, no. Go back and tell him all the great things that I did for you. No, that God did for you. Because he's always connected you to the Father. Jesus leaves. Then he comes back into that same place.
Right.
And now they ready for him.
Right.
Look, probably a bunch of people sitting up in there. See, there's a lot of, most of your loudest voices that have the mainstream voice or the media, like, right? Most of them, they don't speak for the people.
Right.
Most of the loud voices got the platform, they don't speak for the people all the time.
Right.
Sometimes the people are like, I don't believe that. That ain't what I want to do. So now they tell them, they got some people sitting there like, don't tell him leave. He helped him, he can help me.
Right.
But the majority say leave, they about to take him, try to kill him, so he roll out.
Right.
He come back. They primed and ready. They stand at the shore. Then he's coming. Now they're thronging him. They say, now these same people that are saying leave us is the one that's pushing in on him. Pushing in on everybody trying to, and I'm sure everybody pushing in trying to see something or get something. And it's amazing. We're living by the book, right? Use your imagination, right? They said they were pressing upon him and pushing upon him. And the crowd were pushing upon him. Everybody was all over him. And they said, this woman pressed through the crowd.
Right.
Now he's, before that, he's on his way to go heal somebody.
That's right.
He's got to go read it. Right?
Right?
She pressed through the crowd and touched his garment. He say, they said, why are you going to talk about all these people touch you? You see all these people around you, all these people pushing on you, this crowd right here, and you're going to talk about somebody touch you? The disciples thought he was kind of nutty, too. And the disciples thought he was nutty, and they thought they could kind of handle him sometimes, too, if you hear that conversation. What you mean? What you talking about somebody touch you? Here you go with another thing now. Why we came back over here anyway? Come on, disciples. They didn't want you here. No way. We ain't going back over to that church. Forget them people. Make the movie a great movie, right? If somebody write it that way, right? Forget them people. Y'all won't be able to shake the dust from my feet. Right? I don't even know why we back over here. I don't even know why we back over here. I'm going with him anyway. I told him I'm going to go everywhere he goes. So. I don't know why we back over here. Come on, y'all know that's the thought process. Sometimes it's our thought process. Can we put ourselves in the story? Sometimes we're like, I don't know why God telling me to do it. Why he got me over? What he doing, man? Come on, man. It's for a reason. Living by the book. This is how exciting living by the book is.
Right.
And see, what you going to do? I'm telling you now. This ain't no prophecy, nothing. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. You're going to pick up your book and you ain't going to want to put it down. Right. You're going to pick up the Bible and you're going to start slowing down. And you're going to be like, I wonder what this was right here. And then you're going to go all the way up in there. And then before you know it, you won't watch the things that you were watching before.
Right.
Or you won't look at the things that were a distraction anymore. Right. You won't even have the distractive thoughts in your mind because it'll be filled with who you are. Because
right.
We're living by the. And right there, somebody touched. He said, somebody touched me because I felt virtue go out of me.
Right. Yeah.
Which means there could be a lot of people crowded around Jesus and ain't getting nothing.
Right.
Because all y'all was physically touching him.
Yeah.
That touch had to be something different.
Right.
So it wasn't the physical touch. It was the inward touch.
Right.
Faith touch.
Yeah.
Just connecting them personalities.
Right.
And then there's only a couple times he says what he says to the woman. He says, I ain't seen such great faith.
Right.
Your faith is so great. I hadn't seen. And I can imagine the disciples getting mad again.
Right.
You're talking about they ain't got no great faith. We the disciples. What you talking about? I am a disciple. What do you mean you ain't seen such? I'm right here, Jesus. You know, hold on, living by the book. Come on, watch it. Find yourself. Find yourself. Living by the book. Find where we find ourselves so we find out where we don't want to be and where we should be. Are y'all listening to me? To a disciple, I'm going to describe the same disciple right now. What you mean you ain't seen it? Because they was always asking, which one of us going to be the greatest? Who the greatest of us? Cloud chasing. Who going to be the best of us? And they waiting. Who he going to pick? You going to pick who the best of us? He going to get this little. Get the little child to say this one. Right? Can my son, can we sit on the right hand and your left? He said, I don't know if you could take what it take to get there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can bear it. They the same ones that said they can bear it are the same ones that ran when they came and got Jesus.
Right.
We're gonna get living by the book. Can we live by the book?
Yeah.
Just take our time. The same people that started the church in the book of Acts are the same people that ran from Jesus when they came to get him. Watch, just listen, watch. I was reading other thing, slow down. Because he got to slow down because I knew that Peter forsook Jesus. He denied. But I didn't know the rest of them did. Well, I knew the rest of them did. But it specifically said, Peter said, no, I will never. I'll never. I'm never going. Never say no. I'll never. I'll never do it. And it says, and the rest of the disciples said the same thing. That next scripture. Read over a little bit. They come to get Jesus. And it says, the disciples forsook him and fled. In another verse, they say one of them ran out of his clothes. He said, you know what? I didn't grab his clothes and you can take that and ran off naked. That's how bad he was trying to get away.
Wow.
Slow down. Everybody say slow down. See, we've been asking the Holy Spirit to show us something because we're trying to speed through something.
Right.
Holy Spirit going to show you from within.
Yeah.
Right.
But he can't bypass his process.
Right. Wow.
You're not going to skip his process.
Right.
If I keep giving you cakes, right, and I never teach you how to bake, right, then you'll never grow up.
Right.
Give a man a fish. Feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish. And then I got to tell him sometimes the fish ain't biting. Can we go a little further? And then I got to tell him sometimes you're fishing in the wrong place. So you know how to fish, but you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong pond. You know, I used to practice. We used to do the father-son camper trip years ago. We used to go to Morgan City, boy. I remember that, boy. We used to go to camper trip, and so we'd be ready. So I'd be so anxious to go. I'd be in the backyard with my fishing reel practicing, throwing it in the grass. Make sure I got my form together. Right? And my cast was. But that ain't mean nothing because I wasn't going to catch nothing in that grass. And some days I went fishing and ain't catch nothing in the water neither. Depending on. You get it? You get it? But it's the process of it all. You got to know the whole thing. If I keep giving you something without you being something, then Ephesians 4 talks about the effectual working of the measure of every part, making an increase of the body under the edifying of itself in love, right? It says the increase of the body of Christ is the effectual working of the measure in every part. If we go back and read, we go slow down and read, when he's reading, he said the measure is the measure of the gift of Christ. So the effectual working of the measure of the gift of Christ in every part, which is I'm a part. Come on, say it.
I'm
not a part. I'm a part. Same letters, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh? You can be a part or a part. Then he says, and then he says, every joint supplies. But we're weak. Right? Because we don't know it's us. Now, he says this. He says, and I would read this wrong. My people strive for lack of knowledge because the priests reject knowledge, right? You ever read this statement before? Well, I would read it wrong. The way he said was, he said, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. Therefore, and I don't know the scripture right offhand, but he says, therefore, God says that he says, therefore, I have rejected you as a priest or as the person that delivers my message, right? I've rejected you as a priest because you rejected knowledge. So many times we don't know because we have not been told. So now corporately as a unit, we're weak because we're looking for the Superman to lay hands on me.
Right.
Lay hands on yourself. And I'm not even, look, if somebody do lay hands on you, cool, all of it work together. But just understand that when hands are laid on you, you ever got hands laid on you before? Huh? Anybody? Pretty much everybody. All right. You fell out? Did you feel the power? And you fell out? Sometimes you did. Sometimes, it depends on who laying here, right? Sometimes I'm like, ain't nothing in here right now, right? Right? But if it's real, right? Well, see, what happens, the Lord showed me this a couple years ago. What happens is, it is not so much the power coming out of the hand that laid on you, but it's the power from within that rising up. And it's a little bit heavier than you're used to. So you lose. I can be more aware of my oneness with the Father than you are. Is that a true thing? Huh? Is that true that I can be more aware of my oneness? You can be more aware of your oneness with God than I am, right? And because of my awareness of my oneness with God, then I have more access to the abilities of God. Like I'm functioning more. If we do percentages, I might be in 80%, right? You might be in 50, right? Well, if my 50 reaches your, my 80 reaches your 50, it's going to raise your 50 to 80.
Right?
Because the powers on the inside are connecting.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah.
But because you hadn't been operating like that, you ain't been running miles. I've been running miles.
Right.
You ain't been running that far, so sometimes your endurance hadn't been built up to that, and so you lose.
Right.
You lose your leg. But it's the power within you.
Right.
See, I've been to healing crusades and different things, and we've been so busy about the healer that we didn't realize that I am my healer.
Right.
My healer comes from the inside.
Right.
And I think if we did this, y'all seen it. If we would say it that way more, y'all listen to me.
Yeah.
If we would empower the individual more, thy faith has made you whole.
Right.
That it would increase, which means how many times have we seen people get hands laid on them and they didn't get a manifestation?
Right.
How many times the hands been laid on you, you didn't get none? You might have lost it, but it didn't manifest like it should because you thought it was in the hand at the sanctuary.
Right.
You thought it was, oh, no, watch this. I'm going to say it like this. You thought it was just in the hand at the sanctuary. That don't mean it wasn't in the hand.
Right.
Don't get it twisted, but it's in you too.
Right.
Every message that you hear should be you too. If you hear something, the doctrines of men, right? The sleight of men and cunning craft, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Get behind me, Satan, for thou savest thing that be a man and not of God. You have to be mindful because if you hear something that is not telling you, you too, it's going to cause you trouble.
Right.
Because you're always going to be looking for somewhere else.
Right. Wow.
Y'all listen to me. Because the empowerment, but we got to slow down because we've got to live by the book. We have to slow down and see that it is empowering us to be. And when I slow down and I use my imagination, then I realize that even in my process, I'm being processed.
Right.
Even the process is progress.
Right.
You just don't see it. Y'all ever seen Karate Kid?
Yeah.
The old movie Karate Kid?
Right.
Karate Kid. Y'all ever seen it? Remember, he said, come teach me how to fight.
Right.
He said, all right, cool, I'm going to teach you how to fight. And he said, and he talked to him, then he said, then he took the sponge and threw it in the hand. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Threw it in his hand. He said, what's this for? He said, all these cars, you got to wash all these cars. He said, wax on, wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. And he just left him. Told him to go over there. Wait. So the boy was instructed to do it. Then the next scene they go to, he cussing at him. He said, I've been out here saying all kind of words. I've been out here. You got me like a slave out here. You got me out here like a servant. You got me out here like a servant. But see, I couldn't perceive that you were making me, right? Then he says, the boy about to quit. He said, man, you got me out here, da, da, da. Go YouTube, go look at this. You got me out here, da, da, da. He said, no, just shut up. Then he said, wax the car. So the boy started doing, he said, no, and hit his hand and give him proper technique. And then he swings at him. And automatically the boy is not even thinking, but out of who he is, not out of thinking, oh, I'm trying to learn a move. I'm trying to learn a block move. Trying to move with the spirit. No, stop. Because it's who you are. So I'm not learning a move. I am a move. And it's reflex. Right? Right? And then he swung at him again. Whoa. Then he told him. Then the pain. Remember the pain thing he had to do? And before you know it, he tried to hit him on it. Pow. 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 Before you know it, now you're being, you didn't even know you had that in you. You can see him while he's doing it. He's like, he don't even know that he's doing it,
right.
But it's because of who he is. The ability was already in there to do it, but if I would have told you that this is what you were doing, you wouldn't have done it as well.
Right.
So I'm going to make you wax on and wax off. I'm going to make you go get it this way. I'm going to go the unorthodox way because you think you got it figured out already.
Right.
A lot of times we think we already had it figured out and we were doing it a certain way and we was messing stuff up because
right.
we were skipping steps. Put it in the oven before you mix it. It's a step. One of the steps they put in the oven, but the order matters.
Yes,
yes sir.
The order, say it, the order matters. So order matters. You ready? Everybody say order matters.
Order.
We're living by the book. Can we live by the book? Just slow down. Everybody say slow down.
Slow
this
down.
All, this ain't nothing. Look. It ain't nothing deep. It ain't nothing, I don't have no supernatural endowment or gift to do this. It is the Spirit of God on the inside of me, but I'll just calm down to yield to that.
Yes, sir.
That's it. See, instead of reaching for something, you need to just be calming down into something.
All right.
See the difference?
Yes, sir.
Instead of reaching for something and trying to get something on you, you have to realize that something's. So we should be shedding thoughts more than trying to get more thoughts.
Right.
See, you can, y'all just got to let me talk like I talk, all right? crap, like feces, dipped in gold, is still what? Okay. Crap, feces, dipped in glitter, is still. Come on, what you like? What kind of cake you like? What kind of whipped cream? You like whipped cream? You like brownie icing? Whatever it is, put it on there. It is still. So I cannot take something and put it on top of the crap and say, oh, this is a cake now. No. It is still. So I need to get rid of the
crap.
So it's not necessarily that I need to go grab more to put on. that's a good one, right? The grandma, that would end up being. It'll be just pretty crap. I need to be shedding some of these thoughts. See, I'm from the inside. See, what you think you're learning is really unlearning.
Right. Wow.
Y'all understanding me, please? I'm not, oh my God. Even sitting here right now, even you're hearing something, but what I'm telling you is who you are already. So I'm not giving you something that ain't you. It's you, but I'm shedding those other things that's trying to act like you that's not you. And these other thoughts that somebody put in. You remember he talked about, he's living by the book. Remember he talked about the man sold and sold in the field and he went to sleep and then the enemy came in and sold tares.
Right.
And he come in and said, well, we need to pull him up. No, calm down. Let the process happen.
Right.
Let the wheat grow with the tares, because if you try to pull it up too early, you'll pull up the wheat.
Right.
There's a growing process in there. Right? But there comes a time. There's a time for separation. Right now is the time for separation.
Right
now is the time for separation from those tear thoughts to the wheat thoughts.
Right.
See, the wheat is already there.
Right.
The wheat is the thing that's been planted.
Right.
Right? The wheat is the original thing that was planted. Somebody else came in and sold those. You ain't going to never be nothing. You'll never think right. You'll never have what that. Your mama was like this. Your daddy was like this. You got to do this and this and this and this and this to be good. You'll never be holy enough. You'll never be good enough. All these things. I don't know you. One of those might fit you. One of those might not fit you. But somebody else sold that. Christ didn't tell you that.
Right.
So I'm shedding off the tares.
Right.
I'm shedding off. So what I think that when I'm learning, I'm really unlearning the things that I should have never learned in the first place. And the traditions of men have done what? Made the word of God. So I'm unlearning. come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden. You've been working hard. Jesus says this. Come unto you, come here. So I want you to use your imagination for a quick minute. Use your imagination.
Yes.
I said I was in class earlier, but we're too good right now. Remember your imagination, right? Use your imagination, right? Y'all want to go right now?
No.
Okay. Use your imagination, right? She's like, oh, I kind of want to go, right? Use your imagination. Use your imagination, right? So come unto me. Jesus talking. He says, come unto me, all y'all that labor and are heavy laden. So think about the labor that you've done and think about the heavy ladenness that you've done. Think about all them long prayers you done prayed and all those long times you stayed in the scripture, but you just wasn't nothing happening. And all the things you were doing to try to be good. Come here, all y'all that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you, everybody breathe in and breathe out, rest.
Yeah.
He says, because my yoke, now we got to use imagination, because what's a yoke? We're not talking about egg yolk, right? When you get a chance, see, look up some of this stuff and you got to Google it. Thank God for technology, right? Look at the yoke. They got a one person yoke and then there's a two yoke. The yoke you put the oxen, that means whichever the stronger one is making the lane for the way you're supposed to go. But there's also a one-person yoke. He used to carry the buckets. They would put the yoke on and carry the buckets so they wouldn't carry in their hands. They'd carry them on their neck. Right? Heavy burden, right? Come here, labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you. Take my yoke upon you. So now imagination says that I take the one that I have off, even if I got one on or not, and I take on his. And then take my yoke upon me and learn. So now I see myself with the yoke and I see myself learning of him. Right? I've taken off what I've been wearing. I put on what he got on. You got to slow down. Right? It's so simple, ain't it? We read the script before, right? But now we got to use imagination. I take off what I got and I put on. And I'm literally in my imagination right now. I took my coat off and put his on. And learn of me. For I am meek. He didn't say I'm confident and I'm, right. I talk loud. He said I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart. Are y'all listening to me? Yes. He said, and you'll find. I thought he said, going to give me rest. No, he said, you'll
find
for your soul. Why? Because my yoke is and my burden is. Now if you want to break it down, my burden is light by weight. But also my burden is light. Mm-hmm. Learn of me.
Yeah.
I'll learn that now.
Wow.
It's the only way it's going to be light.
Wow.
It's the only way it'll be easy.
Right.
And see, the whole process of living by the book is because of that. Everything else is just trying to find out where you're at and then give you a map the way you should be. You find yourself way over in Kings, come on over to the Gospels.
Right.
You find yourself way over in Philippians, come on over.
Right.
Cause search them scriptures. For in them you think you have. And they are they which testify. Oh, come on. So we read it last week, the spirit that quickening makes alive. It's the breathing in. It's the inward breath.
Yeah.
It's the breath that you were given that maketh alive. The flesh, everything on the outside, profits nothing. Right? The words, word in the flesh, the life that I'm speaking to you, it is spirit. It's life. But then he said in that scripture, but there's some of you that won't believe. Right? Because we've been told to conquer. We've been told to speed through. We've been told to get the principle. We've been told to act right, look right, be right. You know what I'm saying? And all this stuff. And you're not even being who you are. You're not even being the essence of the fullness of Christ because I'm so busy trying to get everything on the outside. True or not true?
True.
So we slow down. And we use our imagination. And we slow down and see what Jesus is saying to us. Right? It's so simple. And we didn't even need interpretation. Just, oh, there it is. Right there. But I sped through. Follow to me. You're driving. Sometimes you drive so fast you can't see you can't see nothing. You'd have missed everything by you because you're trying to conquer the road. You ain't seen no sights. Did you see that? No, son. What you saw on the trip? Nothing. Even in this journey through life, there's so many things that we can see and so many things that we can speak of and so many tests that we can testify about.
Right.
Stop crying. Oh, you know, cry. You can cry. You can cry, but just in the midst of your crying, don't forget who you are. Don't lose sight of who you really are. Right? Stop whining. I'll tell you, stop whining. Don't whine about it. And don't ask to take this away from me. Lord, if you can, let this cup pass from me. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. No, maybe. Just maybe. Nevertheless, not my will, but. Because if a man never gives his life, he can never tell me how to give mine. And if a man never has gone through the beating and the suffering, he couldn't tell me how to go through the beating and the suffering. No greater love than this. I didn't know these scriptures together, but he says, I don't call you servants anymore. He said, but I call you friends. Right? I had to keep myself from trying to serve God so much and be one with him. That's his intention. Servanthood may lead to the sonship, right? But I was a son already, right? But I had to learn through the wax on. He said, but I don't call you servants no more. I call you friends. He said, because the servant don't know what the Lord doing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't tell the servant, you just give instructions.
Right.
He said, but I call you friends because I tell you what I'm doing and how I'm doing and who I am.
Amen.
So watch this. He says this. He says, and I didn't know this. I didn't know this. I was thinking about it the other day because I'm slowing. I'm still living by the book, y'all. Like, I know. Okay. It sounds like it's all deep right now. Like, boy, you got some revelation. Listen, I'm telling y'all now, it ain't that deep. All right, let me calm y'all down for real. It really ain't that deep. It ain't that deep. I'm not in the corner. I'm not like a monk off from everybody. Like, I'm serious. I'm being honest with y'all. I've just decided to change my focus. What you focus on does what? Expand. Say what I focus on. Expand. So when I focused on Jesus, Jesus expanded in me. I started seeing it different. Like the words got bigger. The stories got bigger to me. Magnify. I'm going to magnify the Lord, huh? And then he gets to this. He says, he's talking about not serving but friends. And he says this. Slow down. This is all living by the Lord. This is great. He says, no greater love than this. That a man will lay on his life for what? So I thought it was, I said, well, you know, ain't no greater love than that you die for your, no, he didn't say. He didn't say die. He said lay on his life. In other words, there's no greater love than this, that a man would give the example with his life and lay it out in front of you so that you can know how to be you. So when Jesus goes to the cross, listen to me, he doesn't go to swap with us. He goes just to show us. Right? Because that wouldn't be in swapping. No, he didn't swap with us. You can't swap with God. Oh, y'all listen to me. Because the process goes, it keeps going. Right? So it's not an exchange. It's a change. So now I've laid down my life to show you how to lay down yours. Now your path may not be, ain't nobody beating nobody with whips right now and nailing nobody on the cross right now. But sometimes you can feel like you're getting nailed to the cross. Anybody, can I get an amen? Somebody felt some stripes and I had to lay down with the stripes. The mental stripes is worse than the physical ones. Yeah. The mental nail in your hand, you and can't nobody see it but you, so can't nobody patch you up. You done got nailed. You up there hanging. It feel like it. And that it can't breathe. That mental anguish is right. But resurrection is on the other side of this if you don't forget who you are. If you don't forget who you are. And you don't have to prove who you are to anybody else. You're the king. They say you're the king. He said, well, you said that. And they hit him. Pow. Because of how he answered. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? Slow down. Everybody say slow down. Come on, say imagination. See, when John 1 says this, and I'll say this, then we're going to go. John 1 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So that means the story is a person. The word of God is the person of God. It's a living word. It's alive. It's going to change your life. You're going to pick it up. You go, oh, I'm still doing it. Because you get old otherwise. You start putting stuff together. I put the rocks together. In Matthew 7, he's talking about the man build a house on the rock. Right? And then 16, he's talking about the rock, I'll build my church. Right. Just slow down. It's an amazing story about you. It's about y'all. Christ and y'all. God and you. I wish we'd have named it that. Just to the Holy Bible. Because you know the word Bible ain't in the Bible. Come from the word biblioteca means a library. So you're really talking about a holy library, a bunch of books. Right? I wish his name is you. Look at you. We should have named it. Amen. Yeah, I got to make that move. We're going to do it. They're going to change.